Regular session of the Springfield Planning Commission for September 6, 2017. Amendments?
You can move on.
Okay. Could I ask Mr. Commissioner Landa to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any adjustments to the regular session agenda? We have none. We have no audience, so I assume there will be no business from the audience related to any other matters.
We've locked out our other commissioners.
One way to make sure we don't have an audience.
Two minutes late, you're locked out.
They don't want to hear your opinions.
No business from the audience. So today we have a quasi-judicial public hearing for a zoning map amendment, a rezone of approximately 4.87 acres of vacant land from heavy industrial to community commercial and low-density residential, to correct a discrepancy between the current zoning and the comprehensive plan designation. Our city attorney.
I'll read it into the record.
Quasi-judicial.
Yes. The hearing tonight is characterized as quasi-judicial hearing. This means that certain due process procedural rights are associated with this decision-making process. These rights include the right to notice, to present evidence, and to have a written decision based upon standards, and to an impartial decision maker. The primary purpose of the hearing is to establish a record upon which a decision can be made. Evidentiary rules associated with these hearings are less restrictive than used in circuit courts, and all relevant testimony, including hearsay, may be considered. The following are important aspects of tonight's hearing. Procedural and substantive issues must be raised at this hearing, or a person is prohibited from raising those issues subsequently on appeal before the Oregon Land Use Board of Appeals. A person raising an issue must support that issue with statements or evidence sufficiently specific so that the Planning Commission has an opportunity to respond to the concern or issue. The applicant must raise concerns regarding any proposed conditions of approval to preserve its right to appeal and or seek damages in circuit court. Failure to raise constitutional or other issues related to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the Planning Commission to respond to the issues precludes an action for damages in circuit court. In the quasi-judicial decision-making process, the burden is on the applicant to show by preponderance of the evidence that all applicable approval criteria have been met. The criteria are posted on the wall behind the Planning Commission. They are outlined in the staff report and will be summarized by staff in their presentation. The record in this matter consists of the application and supporting information, staff report and supporting documents, and testimony and documentary evidence admitted prior to and during this hearing. If you want an item entered into the record, that item must be presented to the Planning Secretary orally or in writing. If there is any question whether any material is in the record, make the point of asking that it be accepted into the record. By statute, parties have a right to request the record be held open for 7 days. They do not have to give a reason for the request, but must make the request before the hearing is closed. If new evidence is introduced during that time, the record may be held open for an additional period of time to allow other parties an opportunity to respond to the new evidence. You have a right to request a continuance of the hearing. A continuance is discretionary with the Planning Commission. The party requesting it must show that prejudice to his or her rights will not be cured by merely holding the record open. The hearing is recorded on tape, so persons who wish to testify need to follow the directions of the Planning Secretary. And then I'm going to skip over that part because we don't have anyone here. The Planning Commission will issue its recommendation to the City Council after the record is closed. The City Council will conduct a final evidentiary. The Planning Commission, I believe, makes the final decision on this matter. So any person who participated in this hearing may appeal the decision to the City Council. Please consult an attorney regarding the deadline for the appeal and the form. Oregon Land Use Law requires the Planning Commission to disclose any ex parte contacts or conflicts of interest related to this matter and allow any person to challenge the Planning Commission for bias. A conflict of interest generally involves a situation where the decision maker, his or her family or business, would benefit or suffer by his or her decision. An ex parte contact is a communication to the decision maker that includes substantive issues regarding the application and occurs outside the public venue. Commissioner, at this time, it is appropriate to open the hearing.
I'd like to open the public hearing at this time. And are there any commission members who have a potential conflict or ex parte contact to disclose? No. At this point, we receive the staff report.
There's an additional agenda item that has not been previously included, but is required by the development code, and that is, for commissioner's future reference, that's an opportunity for anyone in the audience to challenge the jurisdiction of the planning commission. And so that's a very brief item that just goes at the end of your normal disclosures about ex parte contacts.
Okay. So are there any objections to the jurisdiction of the planning commission? Seeing none, we'll go to the staff report.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman and commissioners. This particular site is located just south of Main Street. It's a linear property, formerly a portion of the Weyerhaeuser Hall Road, extending south from what is now the International Paper Plant at Sierra Pine. It is currently vacant. There is a residual road bed there. It's informally used for recreation right now. And currently, it's still zoned heavy industrial. The applicant, in this case, is Lima Lane Park and Recreation District, who is the current owners of the property. They are seeking the rezoning to match the comprehensive plan designation to facilitate incorporation of portions of the property into what is known as West Wind Phase 2 subdivision, and I'll show that portion there. Originally, the portion was only going to, was only going to be this segment. This has been rotated 90 degrees, so the north is to the left. The green represents a portions of the Hall Road parcel that was going to be incorporated into backyards of the subdivision lots that have been tentatively approved. In order to do that, the zoning had to be changed from heavy industrial to low-density residential, which is consistent with its plan designation, and that would facilitate transfer of the property. So only the segment that you see from Astor Street to Daisy Street was proposed for rezoning. Staff has expanded the scope of the rezoning exercise to include the whole linear property so as not to leave two remnant pieces on the north and south. Just for your information. So the application materials that you have in your packet are show a more confined area than this. So the current zoning is heavy industrial. The proposed zoning is for low density residential for the segment south of Astor Street to its confluence with the Booth Kelly Road. It's a Y intersection there. The northern 1/8 or so between Astor Street and Main Street is proposed to be rezoned to community commercial, which is also consistent with the refinement plan designation. The extract from the refinement plan shows everything from Astor Street, roughly Astor Street south, to the confluence with the Booth Kelly Road as being low density residential. So that's the plan designation. This is the East Main refinement plan. That's the adopted refinement plan. Everything north of Astor Street between there and Main Street is actually designated as mixed use 2 and 3. And in reading the refinement plan, that can be enacted through either community commercial or high density residential zoning in this area. The proposal is for community commercial. The adjoining property to the west is also community commercial. The thought being at some point, this remnant piece that is vacant could be potentially consolidated with another property for a viable development site right at the corner of South 48th and Main, so it does provide some exposure and potential redevelopment potential. And I have shown the portion that would be incorporated into West Wind Phase 2 subdivision. Overall, the amount of property would be a few hundred square feet. I didn't calculate it all out because some of it goes into the stormwater tracks. It would be, I guess, a CAD exercise. What we did receive, and you have in front of you, we received late this afternoon, was a sort of a challenge by Fair Housing Council of Oregon, who stated that in order to consider the zoning map amendment to residential, there needs to be additional findings. It doesn't look like much of this property is going to be incorporated as actual residential development into actual lots. They are correct. Only the portion that you see in green would be conceivably portions of lots, residential lots, and some stormwater tracts. The portion that's immediately adjacent to the, what is the east, is for extension of South 48th Street in a multi-use pathway to intersection with Daisy Street, so mostly road. A portion of it will be left as the existing drainage channel, the 48th Street open channel. The remainder, which extends south of Daisy Street, will be part of Willamette Lane's multi-use pathway system, and they will retain ownership of that. The pathway is compatible and more conducive in a residential setting in any event, so staff felt that it was entirely appropriate to seek the rezoning to be consistent with the refinement plan designation. Obviously, not 100% of the residential land inventory is actual houses and lots. There are parks, there's open space, there are roads, there's utility installation. So hence the reason why staff did not exhaustively examine the residential housing impact. Finally, in completing the residential housing element, residential lands inventory of the city examined, we looked at the areas that have been designated for residential, including this linear parcel, not the current zoning. So it has already been considered in the city's overall lands inventory and attributed to what will be, I guess, a mix of actual constructed final product, recreational facilities, roads, and some residential backyards. So, in the abundance of caution, staff is recommending that the written record be held open an additional week. City attorney has prepared an additional supplemental finding for your consideration to address the written comment that we received from the Fair Housing Council to acknowledge their comments, to indicate that we've already considered this area as part of our inventory, it's been accounted for, and that it will be, I guess, brought into the overall residential fabric of this portion of Springfield. It will not be individual lots, however, it'll be just kind of blended into a variety of different future development plans. So that is the application you have before you this evening. It is to correct what we refer to as a plan zone conflict. In looking at the final zoning, it'll look a little bit different than what I've depicted with my limited skills with changing colors on the map. There's a little piece of purple, heavy industrial, that extends south of Main Street. Once the zoning map is corrected, the colors and the zones tend to meet more or less at the center line of the street, so it will only extend a little bit into Main Street. Everything south of there, the community commercial and the adjacent high-density residential will meet on South 48th Street, so it'll be essentially no purple little peninsula there. That'll just be corrected through the actual zoning map amendment. Because it's road right-of-way, it's not assigned an official zoning. It's usually whatever the adjoining property is, or more or less maybe in the middle. The Weyerhaeuser Hall Road parcel, however, is actual title property. It's not a right-of-way. So it therefore does carry a zoning and plan designation. So that's the reason why this is being sought for a formal rezoning action. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. You do have, an amended recommendation before you, and that is to hold the written record open for an additional week. We will send the comment, response, or finding from City Attorney's Office to Fair Housing Council for their consideration. If they choose to add findings or respond, that will be provided at the next meeting. And staff is recommending that the matter be concluded at the September 19th commission meeting.
Questions?
Yes.
Where on this subject property is the area of interest to Hayden Homes?
I guess in the absence of a pointer, I'll just...
There's one over there. I don't think it'll show on the TV.
Laser pointers don't show up on these screens. So it's essentially this rectangle here, more or less rectangle. This portion is the Hayden Homes property that they're developing. And they're incorporating a little piece of the right-of-way here because the road actually swings over into this parcel and then does kind of an S-curve back. So there's a little bit of surplus property in the northern part that'll be incorporated into backyards. And Willamette Lane and Hayden Homes will be having a land transfer.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Other questions? Could we see that picture of the proposed subdivision with the, that one right there, again. So that kind of provides you a little bit.
Well, it's just that I couldn't read the script.
Okay, yeah, that's also a point I'd like to make out, is it would be really nice to have this type of mapping in our plans to be able to review. Looking at this, is there a continuous multi-use path from Main Street down to past Daisy?
There will be.
There will be.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it'll be on the upper portion, which is actually the east side.
Okay.
There'll be a 12-foot wide multi-use path separated from the street.
Okay, and that's like from that tree line, it looks like a bunch of street trees, to the
correct.
East, or correct. Sort of.
I'm not sure if it shows up on the map there, but that will be something. That's not specifically the responsibility of Hayden Homes.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of an off-site anticipated
sure.
improvement, so they showed it conceptually.
Mm-hmm.
They will be participating with Willamette Lane and the city in completing the road extension, but that's not entirely their responsibility.
So that'd be like a CIP project?
Yes, yes.
And then there's no need, I understand there is also no need for any additional right-of-way for any utilities or any other improvement.
Correct. Yeah, I believe the right-of-way at that location is about 100 feet wide.
Okay.
It's significant. About 60 feet will be needed, and then the remainder is surplus. Portions of it will be attributed to the drainage channel. And then there's some amount that can be actually incorporated into the subdivision area because it's deemed surplus.
If I can interject for a moment, I just want to remind the commission that this is very useful background context for the genesis of this application, but it's not directly related to the criteria of approval. So the criteria of approval you have in front of you should consider the zoning map amendment as if there were no specific proposal that was being offered.
Yeah, I understand that, but at the same time, it's very useful to have an ultimate plan. If one, in fact, has been developed, or if there is a conceptual plan, I think it's very important for us to see it, too.
That was a question I was going to kind of relate it to what you're talking about there, is regardless of what kind of housing goes in, you know, this thing talks to, I guess, a suggestion that they were looking for more high density or medium density something. I don't think that really impacts our decision, does it? I mean, we're talking about a road.
If I can answer that, this is a zone change to low density residential, and so notwithstanding any plan for right of way there, the decision that you would make would allow the property owner conceivably to sell it outright for development under LDR rules and to dedicate none or all of it as public right of way through that land use decision. So what I believe that it's possible that the commenter in this case did not recognize that this was a plan zone conflict situation. In the event that you were doing a plan diagram amendment, you would need to consider the change on the city's adopted inventory of residential lands and whether more land was needed for LDR or MDR or HDR and the effect on that inventory. In this case, this property is already designated for low density residential, and so changing the zone has no effect on the inventory at all, except to carry out the policies identified in the residential land use element that the city adopted several years ago, which specifically provide for an easier mechanism to allow property owners to take property that's been designated for residential but not zoned that way and get it into, it's in the inventory already, but get it effectively developable as that property. And so the consideration that this is going to be right-of-way doesn't bear into that analysis at all. It's merely, I think, context for why the applicant is bringing forward the request at this time.
Any other questions? Okay.
Mr. Chair, just an additional bit of context for this. Weyerhaeuser used to use that road for their overweight vehicles. And back in the day when you could actually log trees. So they were 150,000-pound trucks. So it served the dual purpose of having it designated for heavy industrial. There was a continuity there between the activity, which was heavy, literally heavy industrial activity, and their ownership of it for that purpose. The city didn't own it. It wasn't right away for the city's purposes. So in figuring their way through what to do with this property, in terms of executing the metro plan, which had been in place for about 5 years before this refinement plan was adopted, sorting through that, a couple of things emerged. One being the independence of that piece of property as privately owned property. And two, the implementation of a metro plan policy for mixed-use development along that piece of Main Street. And that's why we have those mixed-use areas 2A and 2B. And a rather unique circumstance, particularly for 1987, was to allow high-density residential land use of property that was zoned community commercial. That was really visionary at the time. Kind of quaint now, but that's why that property was zoned heavy industrial, designated that, and why that mixed use oddity exists.
Sir?
Okay, so I understand that Weyerhaeuser their signs own that southernmost section, and the city owns the other section, don't they?
So what will happen is there's a property line adjustment that is currently underway between Willamette Lane and the city. And so what will occur, a portion will be attributed to Hayden Homes for their subdivision. A portion will go to the city for the 48th Street right-of-way and the Multi-Use Path. And then the remainder south of Daisy Street will remain with Willamette Lane, and that'll be exclusively for multi-use pathway and any other, I guess, park-related improvements that Willamette Lane chooses to develop in the future, but generally just a linear traveling corridor for non-motorized vehicles. So there's three related parties to this zoning map amendment. Each get a little piece of this linear property in order to facilitate much needed actual transportation improvements to provide connectivity in the neighborhood off South 48th Street for emergency access. Otherwise, it's a fairly circuitous way through the neighborhood to get to the other segment of South 48th Street, and also to allow for that multi-use path that was identified from Main Street all the way through eventually to probably Walls Creek Road, which will be miles of linear pathway. So
who will own the portion that's going to be community commercial? Will that be Willamette Lane?
That actually will be the city's.
Cities.
Right.
questions? Okay. I don't think we really need any rebuttal or questions. So I guess the next thing is for continuation of request for continuation of the, or consideration of request for continuation of the public hearing and extension of the record, written record, or both. Do we have a motion?
Chair, move to close the public record.
You need to close the public hearing.
Or public hearing, excuse me. The first one. Chair, I move to close the public hearing.
Second. In favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Do we have a request? We have a request from staff to extend the written record for 7 days. Is there a motion for that?
Move that the staff keep the record, written record, open for 7 days.
Second.
In favor?
Aye. Aye.
So should we, do we have a motion to, any discussion?
Chair, I think it's appropriate to save discussion until the record's been closed and you have all the information in the record before you. If you want to do preliminary deliberations pending additional information to the record, that's your option.
May I ask a procedural question? I assume if written record is still open, does that mean that we therefore wait until making a recommendation?
Correct. And this application is, the final decision is made by the Planning Commission, so you are not making a recommendation to council on this one. You are adopting the final decision, and that has to be done following the close of the record.
Okay, thank you.
And my understanding is that this would be an item that would be solely the Planning Commission, probably a brief deliberation and action at the September 19th meeting. The portion of that, is it a joint public hearing?
The work session. Yeah.
Joint work session with the Lane County Planning Commission. So this would be an actual regular agenda item. Hopefully, presumably brief.
Further discussion? Yeah. So at this point, I guess we're ready to close the public hearing. Do we have a motion?
The public
hearing
is closed.
You closed it.
Okay. Report of council action.
Yes, I was at city council last night, and the council gave first reading to a vacation of public road right-of-way. There's a segment of undeveloped road right-of-way off of 2nd Street, just a little bit northeast of the Safeway store on 2nd Street. It's behind Pioneer Storage Facility. And the purpose of the vacation request is to facilitate development of a multifamily housing complex. It would effectively incorporate the vacated segment of an east-west undeveloped road right of way that actually dead ends. There's no through connectivity. A new east-west public street connection between 2nd and 3rd would be provided about 140 feet north of this segment of right-of-way, and that would serve as the primary access to this development that would occur on either side, townhouse development. The first phase of that development is off of 5th Street, so there's a narrow row of townhouses that have been recently constructed. This would be a second phase, about 60 units across a high density and medium density residential kind of split zoning on the property. So this would allow for incorporation of essentially an unusable segment of public road right away into that development scheme, and then an actual usable and valuable neighborhood connection between Second and Third. Third currently dead ends just south of the Astor Apartments.
And I think that road is pretty close to the access and the Safeway.
Yeah, it's just a little bit north of the access.
30
feet north. Yeah, yeah. So that the first reading was granted. There was some interest in the neighborhood from adjacent property owners, including, I guess, the mayor is an adjacent property owner, just curious to know what was going to happen, how would be the development would occur. So, but the second reading will not be until the city council has their next regular session on October 2nd. Their next session, the day prior to your next meeting on September 18th, is a joint meeting with the Board of Commissioners, Lynn County Board of Commissioners, for the Thurston Hills Natural Area Park, the Metro Plan Amendment and Zone Change that you reviewed earlier in the summer, and in conjunction with the Lane County Planning Commission formulated recommendations to the elected officials. And so that will be presented to them on September 18th.
So any more reports? Any business from the Planning Commission? It's from the Development and Public Works Director.
Did you bring the schedule for the PC?
I have it up.
Just, I guess, checking in since you had a bit of a break about assignments for the upcoming City Council.
For Planning Commission?
The Planning Commission members. Do you all know who's scheduled to attend the upcoming council meeting?
We made a request this evening to be sent reminders.
Okay, I missed that.
It helps.
All right, good. That was it.
I wanted to ask Greg, is there any updated information on the Luba Challenge in North Fifth?
I can provide an update on that. We submitted the record. We had a few extensions of the record because it was a large record with a lot of public comments. So we submitted the record a few weeks ago. There was some preliminary discussion, a settlement between the applicant and the neighbor interveners, and I haven't heard any follow-up on that. I requested that they try to work something out and then the city would examine whether their compromise was feasible from our end. But I haven't heard any update on that. So as of now, we're waiting for them to file their petition for review, which will outline the challenges that they're making to the city's decision on that regard. And so that should be due pretty soon, and I can provide an update on that at the next Planning Commission meeting, if that would be
helpful. At this point, you don't even know what their point of contention is.
At this point, we can guess that their points of contention are likely to be the same points that they raise in front of the Planning Commission and in front of the City Council, but we do not yet have any document from them as part of the appeal that identifies what they're going to ask Luba to review.
At this point, I suppose that we should adjourn the regular session of the Springfield Planning Commission.
Yes. I have no idea what this is.
Some common property?
Yeah.
What do you need, Andy?
Oh, that one. I just need to put this back in the right location and manner.
I'll have that discussion with Greg. He's the only one.
I don't even know. Oh.